I'm Phoebe Zimmerman.
And I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program, People in America. Today we tell about Irving Berlin. He wrote the words and music for some of the most popular songs of the 20th century.
Irving Berlin lived to be 101 years old. He died in 1989. During his long life, he wrote more than 1,000 songs. Many of his songs have become timeless additions to America's popular culture. Irving Berlin's music helped spread that popular culture throughout the world. Berlin was born in Russia, but he captured the feeling, the people, and the customs of his new country, and he put those ideas to music. Another composer, Jerome Kern, once said of Irving Berlin, "He has no place in American music. He is American music."
Most American children grow up hearing and singing some of Irving Berlin's songs. Two of the best known are linked to Christian religious holidays. They are White Christmas and Easter Parade. Many Americans think the perfect Christmas day on December 25th should be cold and snowy. Irving Berlin thought so too. He wrote White Christmas in 1939. It was sung in the movie Holiday Inn in 1942. White Christmas became one of the best-selling songs of all time. Here is Bing Crosby singing his famous version of White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Irving Berlin's song for the Easter holiday captures another American tradition. Easter Parade is about a tradition in New York City. There, on Easter morning, people walk up and down Fifth Avenue after church services to enjoy the spring weather. Women wear new hats and dresses. Berlin wrote the song for a musical play in 1933. It was the main song in the musical film Easter Parade in 1948. Here is Judy Garland singing Easter Parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter Parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look us over, we'll be the proudest couple in the Easter Parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write.
Irving Berlin was born Israel Balin in 1888 in the Russian village of Temun. He was the youngest of eight children. His family was Jewish. They fled Russia because of religious oppression. The Balin family came to America in 1893. They did not have much money. They moved into an area of New York City where many other poor Jewish immigrants had settled when they moved to the United States. Israel's father died when the boy was 8 years old. The young boy left his home to find work. First, he got a job helping a blind street singer. Then he began earning money by singing on the streets of New York. Later, he got a job singing while serving people their food in a restaurant. Israel taught himself to play the piano, but he could play only the black keys.
Soon Israel began writing his own songs. He never learned to read or write music. He wrote his songs by playing the notes with one finger on the piano. An assistant wrote down the notes on sheets of paper. When the songwriter's first song was published, his name was spelled wrong. Israel Balin had become I Berlin. Israel thought the name sounded more American, so he renamed himself Irving Berlin. Between 1912 and 1916, Irving Berlin wrote more than 180 songs. By the time he was in his late 20s, his songs were famous around the world.
Berlin became an American citizen in 1918. A few months later, he was ordered into military service. The United States was fighting in World War I. Berlin was asked to write songs for a musical about life in the military. He called the show Yip Yip Yap Hank. All of the performers in the show were soldiers. Many of the songs became popular. After he served in the Army, Berlin returned to New York. He formed his own music publishing company. He also established a theater for his musical shows near Broadway.
Irving Berlin loved America for giving a poor immigrant a chance to succeed. He expressed his thanks for this success in his songs. One of these songs is God Bless America. He wrote the song in 1918, but it did not become popular until Kate Smith sang it in 1939. She sang the song to celebrate Armistice Day, the anniversary of the end of World War I. Many people feel God Bless America is the unofficial national song of the United States. Berlin gave all money he earned from God Bless America to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America. Here is Kate Smith singing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
The United States entered World War II in 1941. Berlin agreed to write and produce a musical show called This Is the Army. It was a musical about life in the military. All the performers were soldiers. The show was performed in many cities across the United States. It helped increase support for America's part in the war. It earned $10 million for the Army Emergency Relief Fund. This Is the Army also was performed for American troops at military bases around the world. Irving Berlin appeared in most of these performances. He sang the song he had written earlier. The song is about what he had hated most about being in the Army. Here, Irving Berlin sings, "Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning."
I've been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to state, the life is simply wonderful, the army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all, they all love me, it's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler.
After the war, Berlin continued to write songs for movies and plays. He wrote songs for more than 15 movies from the 1930s to the 1950s. Many of the songs were used in movies starring the famous dancers Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Here is Fred Astaire singing a song that appeared in several movies, Puttin' on the Ritz.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Puttin' on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix where Rockefeller.
Irving Berlin also wrote the music for 17 Broadway plays from the 1920s to 1950. His most successful Broadway musical was Annie Get Your Gun in 1946. Irving Berlin retired in 1962 after his last Broadway musical, Mr. President, failed. He died in 1989. But the songs that he gave America will be played and sung for many years to come.
This special English program was written by Shelley Gollist. It was produced by Lawan Davis. Our studio engineer was Suleiman Tarawali. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for another People in America program on The Voice of America.